Hal, you know what? You and your wife, Joanne McLeod, you guys hosted that fitness segment for over 30 years, I think it was. And I know earlier this week you came out and you talked about the challenges of being a black man in Canada. And basically that's how you didn't get a job in the early days of TSN. And I kind of want to dig into that a little bit more and kind of just how you were able to overcome that. And then, of course, have that segment for over 30 years. But so kind of take us back to, first of all, how you came up with Body Break, and then when you pitched it to TSN, what happened?
Well, when I pitched it to TSN, TSN loved it. They said, this was perfect. Because you think about it, TSN was kind of fledgling about 3-4 years in the Canadian market at that point. And they thought, oh, here's a new idea. Yeah, we could put this on. Great. And the gentleman said, but because I'm black and Joanne's white, he thought it would be too risky. He said exactly to me is he said the Canadian public isn't ready for an interracial couple on TV. And so I went home that day and I said, you know, it was 3:30 in the afternoon and I just looked at the phone and I do this when I want to think about something and kind of calm down. It's almost like a chant. And I go, who can I call? What can I do? Who can I call? What can I do? Who can I call? What can I do? And after I thought about it, I just, about 10 minutes or so sitting there, and I say to Joanne, who does the fitness stuff for the government? And she said, Participaction. And then I looked up the white pages, which is an old thing, and looked up Participaction, and we had a meeting in 2 days and a contract within about 5 weeks. So because I looked for an opportunity thinking, who would think that me being black and Joanne white is a good thing? And at the time, the government was promoting multiculturalism quite a bit. So I kind of put those two and two together, and I thought, let's go and talk to them. And literally the rest was history. And it was actually the best thing that happened to us. And I have absolutely, absolutely no bitterness or anger towards TSN. In fact, TSN was one of our played Body Break more than any other station in Canada over the years. So it's, it was just, I would look at it and thinking that the person who I dealt with, he wasn't racist. He wasn't prejudiced. He was afraid. He was afraid of doing something that was outside the box at that time. So it was more fear than it was his own racism as such. I didn't go there.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Hal, I really appreciate that, because I can't even imagine how difficult it would be. And you mentioned how Canada wasn't prepared for an interracial relationship. So how was it just on a daily basis, never mind being on TV? How was it for you and Joanne on a daily basis through the 80s and 90s as an interracial couple in Canada?
It was, I've never had an issue. Because I've never had an issue, and I really don't care if you have an issue. So people looking or whatever, it doesn't faze me. I don't think about it. It's kind of like when somebody puts something up on Twitter and some people get all mad about it. I go, don't read it. Like, don't think about it. Don't let that other person bring you down. That's kind of been, my thought in life. And quite frankly, it's funny. My athletic background, I think, helps, especially golf. Because one of the things about golf is if you make a bad shot and you're thinking about that bad shot, you're going to make another bad shot. So you got to just take that out of your mind. And so, whether it's a good shot or bad shot, you've got another shot. So that's how I try to not let one bad thing go to another bad thing and build up and make another bad thing. That's kind of... And I check myself too when I have something else. Okay, don't let this make things worse.
Hal Johnson joins us, of course, legendary fitness guru in Canada with Body Break. He and his wife, Joanne McLeod, hosted that together for over 30 years. And you mentioned, you know, participation. I remember that. You used to get the little, at school, you used to have all the contests in the 80s, man. Like, that was a huge thing for kids. You wanted to get the silver or the gold one, or, you know, whichever one you could get, depending on the level of, you know, the beep run, the beep test, and all those things. So, like, yeah. You obviously had a background in health and fitness, so it seemed like an obvious fit. But what did it allow you to team up with them to maybe grow it bigger than you thought you ever could?
Well, you know, Participaction gave us the Joanne and I had a sports background. Joanne ran track and field for Canada. She had some records, Canadian records at the time, as a high hurdler, and so she was, you know, she's quite an accomplished athlete on her own. And so, you know, we met, our athletic backgrounds gelled, and then we just wanted to, you know, get this message out. So it was really, it just gelled. It just made it work. And we're, you know, through the years, we look at our struggles, but certainly not in a negative way. They just make you stronger.
Hal Johnson joins us. So Hal, over the years, you know, you mentioned TSN aired a lot, like you kind of got to go everywhere really with your segment. Right. And nowadays you look at, you know, had the internet been around back then, man, it probably would have been even bigger. But where did you take it outside of, what did you and Joanne do on top of that that maybe we didn't see? You know, did you guys travel around to other parts? How did that one segment really expand to be such a major part of your two lives?
Well, we did over 300 Body Break episodes. We do corporate speaking all across Canada. Most of it is about fitness, but we also do a talk about U-turns, the U-turns that you have in life, and how you can turn those U-turns into positives. So, and basically, that's, you know, what I talked about in the video on YouTube. Interestingly enough, people have said to us, we were YouTube before there was YouTube. Because it was free programming, you watched it, boom, it came on, and you know, we were getting millions of views, literally, because it was being played 1,500 times a week on 140 stations across the country. But from that spawned several businesses and things that we've done. For about 15 years, we had Body Break fitness equipment that we licensed, and we still license it to another company, promote, you know, different types of fitness equipment. We've done an array of different things. We've written a book. Because when I started Body Break, I wrote down all the things that I wanted Body Break to eventually become, and all the dreams, and we've checked off most of those boxes.
Hal Johnson, when you and Joanne stepped away, how come you think no one, like, there really isn't somebody else who's picked it up? Is it too challenging now because of the internet and people have way too many options, or why do you think there isn't a Body Break right now?
Well, that's right. I mean, I fit in a certain niche, and I what happened was, and people don't realize it, it's the business side of things that actually, you know, kind of made Body Break happen. I found out early on from the CRTC that the in Canada, there's 2 minutes less per half hour of commercial time. So the stations, when they have American programming on a Canadian station, had to fill it with something that couldn't be a commercial. So let's say, as an example, Young and the Restless, a U.S. soap opera. They had to fill that each half hour with 4 extra minutes of something else that wasn't a commercial. Body Break fit perfectly. So I went and got a CRTC number for all of our Body Break episodes. We gave it to the stations, and so there was a win-win. So you have to have both parties winning. The stations won because they didn't pay for it, and it filled a mandate that they needed to fill, and they didn't have to produce the content. So it was a win for them, and it went a win for us to get the message out that we did. So that's why we were played so often. Those CRTC regulations have evaporated. So that niche that I was able to find is no longer there to take advantage of.
Interesting. You go back to, and you mentioned, and I kind of respect, you don't want to drag the guy's name through the mud, and I understand that because, you know, it happened a long time ago. And you mentioned that you felt he wasn't racist. He was just scared of the unknown. And I appreciate you bringing that up because nowadays, if somebody makes maybe an ignorant comment or something, or sometimes an uneducated one, and everybody says, "Oh, they're a racist." Well, I think in order to, like, what, as a black man, what would you define would be somebody who's a racist?
You know, you're wearing a hood. That's a giveaway, and it's right. That, I'd say, yeah, you're Donald Trump. You're a racist. That's, you know, those are the types of things that I look at. I don't go there in a sense with people. People make mistakes. People are, and there's no crime in being ignorant to things. I'll give you a great example. I've had many friends of mine in the last couple of weeks call me up and say, "You know, Hal, geez, I never thought of you as black." And I asked them, "Well, what did you think of me? What did you think I was? Well, I just never thought of you as black." And I go, "That's kind of a," I say, you know, like this one guy that said to me, I go, "Well, you know, I think of you as a short, white Irish guy. So why wouldn't you think of me as a tall black guy? You know, and if you had to describe me, that's how you would describe me." And so it's like you're denying who I am. In that sense. And so don't say that. Like, that's not really, at least to me, because that's something, and I, you know, a lot of my friends, the black friends, say the same thing. Or you do something, and this is something that comes up, another example, is you're at a party and there's two black guys, myself and another guy, talking to each other, and a guy will come up and say, "Hey, you guys ganging up?" It's like, oh, that was pretty stupid, you know, to say. But
yeah.
I can't tell you how many times it's happened.
Wow.
Umpteen times. Like too many times to count. And depending on who it is, you either educate them or you just turn away. And you go, you know, it's like you say, "Hey, man, but what it does, and there's a lot of parallels, I think, between the struggles that women go through and the struggles that minorities go through. I've always related to a lot what the women go through. A woman can tell you that there's something's not right. I don't feel comfortable. They can't put their finger on it. They can't say this is sexism. They don't want to be said that they're, you know, crying wolf, and you know it, and that's the same thing as, you know, you've got this radar that you go, something's not right. It doesn't feel right. But you know, those are, and I think, you know, well, a lot of my white friends calling me and just saying to them, "Hey, just asking me what to do." I said, "Hey, just listen, and we can talk." I've got a friend of mine who's an ex-cop, and he's now a firefighter, and he's telling me things that I totally disagree with, but he's telling it from a cop's perspective. And we're talking. He's listening to me, I'm listening to him, and we're talking. And that breaks down ignorance.
Well said, Hal. I really appreciate it. And are you still doing body breaks, you and Joanne, just the two of you with no one around? How's that going?
I'm using stock footage. Actually, we're doing a series for, as we're getting up there, for how to avoid being frail when you get older. So
I like it.
We just shot five episodes up at the cottage. It was just Joanne and I, as you're right. It's a little tough to bring in. So we were using some stock footage on that. Well, our daughter was in it too, but she was way in the background. So
you're still staying in shape, is what you're saying, Hal?
Well, Joanne is, you know, Joanne's been doing Ironman for the last, a lot of swimming and cycling and things like that. So she enjoys doing that. So, I golf and cycle you got to keep active. I love to hike too. So it's, and that's one of the things. If you get out, it clears your mind and calms you. It's a great sedative in terms of making you feel a lot better about yourself and about the world.
Hal, thank you so much for joining us. A great perspective. I believe it is well worth it, your time today, and continued success for you and Joanne.
Thank you very much. Take care.